This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. This brief will help you determine if you are thinking like a humanist. In Matthew 19:9, Mark 10:12, and Luke 16:18, there is mention of adultery. There is also, of course, mention of adultery in the Old Testament, which called for the death penalty via Leviticus 20:10 and Deuteronomy 22:22. Many of you may be surprised that in the Commonwealth of Virginia, adultery is illegal. So, of course, the next question is this. For adultery, what should be the penalty? The Eighth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution has a provision stating that there shall be no cruel and unusual punishment in the U.S. So, putting all of this together, no matter where you fall on the spectrum of Old Testament incorporation, whether you are theonomic, reformed, or dispensational, you still have to decide whether there should be a death penalty for adultery. But you must not say that the death penalty for adultery is cruel and unusual. If you do say the death penalty for adultery is cruel and unusual, you are thinking like a humanist. That's because at one point God required that the penalty for adultery be imposed death. To summarize, you can hold via hermeneutics and exegesis that the Old Testament provisions I cited above no longer apply. But you must not say the death penalty for adultery is cruel or unusual. Because if you do, then you are declaring yourself the ultimate authority and the arbiter of what is cruel and unusual, and therefore you are thinking like a humanist. God is the ultimate authority, and He has revealed Himself to us. And within that revelation is a guide to civil law. And it is that revelation, Scripture, that is binding on all Americans, not just the U.S. Constitution. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.